This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Happy Thanksgiving. You've heard the soda or pop question, right? How Americans regionalize what they call the carbonated beverage. Well, according to a new survey by General Electric Appliances for Thanksgiving, we also regionalize the term dressing or stuffing on our holiday table. But interestingly, only five states prefer the term dressing: Mississippi, Louisiana, Kentucky, Alabama, and Tennessee. All other states prefer to call the side stuffing. And by the way, all five of those states also call it Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. Now you know. Story on the Microsoft website talks about things we'll fight about today that have nothing to do with politics. Most of them are food topics. Best way to cook a turkey or potatoes. But they say there are other fights we'll have. Like, when do we eat? They suggest it's more civilized to sit down around 6 or 7 p.m., when the candles flicker and the wine flows. Other things that could cause a scuffle: what to do before you eat. Can the TV be on during dinner? And will you allow phones at the table? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. New study finds the most popular Thanksgiving recipe in every state, based on Google searches, stuffing, or dressing, is number one in 14 states. There are four that searched for pumpkin pie. In Delaware, the top Thanksgiving food is keto brisket, a.k.a. slow-cooked barbecue beef. That does sound good. Never fear, the Butterball Turkey Hotline is near. This year, they've teamed up with Alexis, so you can ask your questions while your hands are covered in pie dough and there won't be any waiting on hold. The Butterball experts have pre-recorded a bunch of answers to some of the most common Thanksgiving Day cooking questions, so all you have to do is ask your questions to Alexa and your potential turkey disaster will be averted. Bloomberg study says millennials are opting for tiny turkeys this year, about 6 pounds. Seems they're choosing smaller birds because they want free-range turkeys, which are smaller, and because they don't want to be wasteful. Also, people are having smaller gatherings these days. If you missed it earlier this week, the average American Thanksgiving dinner for 10 costs $48.90. That's actually down from last year. Reason being, the star of the dinner, the turkey, is down almost half a dollar from last year. Most popular things on the table today: turkey, obviously has to be number one, mashed potatoes number two, three, stuffing, bread rolls four, and pumpkin pie is fifth. Oh, we also saw a survey that said that apple pie actually beat out pumpkin this year. I'll have a slice of both, please. One of ours, Black Friday, and Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, again compiling a list of music to shop by, songs you choose, and we play while you shop. Email request to Paul at WCSY.com, or leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Get your request to me. We'll start playing these tomorrow morning at 6 on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. Finally, knucklehead news out of Florida, where a criminal played his get-out-of-jail-free card a little too soon. Clad Carpuzzi was intent on swiping the vehicle that he didn't even notice that the officer who owned it was actually sitting inside, waiting for a passenger to show up. The deputy flashed her badge and identified herself to the 41-year-old who had been cooling his heels inside the facility on charges of what else? Grand Theft Auto. Carpuzzi told deputies he saw a vehicle with the engine on and didn't realize anyone was inside. Dumb Theft Auto. That's the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about, get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. There's a drop box outside of the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter. We post the Daily Buzz podcasts on our website, WCSY.com, where you can become a subscriber and we'll email them to you every day. We also post them on Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and more. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Very thankful for so many things in life, and I'd like to thank you for being a listener. Have a safe, happy Thanksgiving.